Russ, Betsy?
Interesting debate. All right.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said,
Diesel.
Shut up and dance with me.
God, I love this song.
Lyric, this song gives me chills. I'll explain why. This song gives me chills.
Okay.
We were victims of the night. The chemical, the physical.
Friendly fire, fading light, death, together. They went to the floor, they fell on the floor. Lamigan, do you know what I'm getting at?
Something sexual.
No, not even close. Lamigan, this is the song my father sang to your father before they shot each other in Vietnam.
I thought it was that hokey old World War II,
No, it was... This number. Is the song. And this has been passed down from my father.
No, I think they were singing each other this... Oh, no, they played that at the funeral. Okay, they
that
played that.
That was the mistake. Everyone at the funeral said, no, they should have played this song. So at that funeral in the 60s... Lemon.
I can't remember the last time a funeral was classy. They're also...
It was probably... It was probably this one.
Hey, wait, turn this back up. Shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. Yeah, shut up, shut up.
Just shut up. And, you know, I said it was my father's song. It was his Vietnam marching song. So I love the song, but I hate. It just reminds me of the dead people in the Viet Cong.
You know what? You're right. There has to be smoke bombs going off. You have to be marching through a jungle.
And
you have to be ready
fire.
To kill. Yeah, well, Oh, that is actually quite wise. When there's smoke, there's fire. Diesel, can I say something that will, I promise, is not meant to offend you? Can I say something that might hurt your feelings, that you might go crying off, running home to mom about? Can I say something to you tonight, right now, that a lot of our listeners apparently would have a gigantic problem with if I say it to you?
Exactly. You can.
Merry Christmas, Diesel.
Well, we better be careful because...
I know, I just said
it,
the C word.
Starting the war on
Christmas
tonight.
I just said
tonight.
The C word. Should I say the C word?
Yeah, you should, and you can spell it, too.
Oh, now you're testing my academics, and I can't spell, and you know that. So
can you spell it?
I'll just say it again. Merry Christmas, ooh, Diesel.
Whoever wants to call into the show, the number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. Call in and spell the C word.
Yeah, we want to know what the... Let's hear you say the C word, folks.
And you'll win some tickets. You can say the C word, too.
Let's hear it. Let's hear that C word. People are afraid to say it now these days.
Bad if they say it all the time in England and no one says anything.
You know, we joke about it, but Diesel, honestly, people are dying. People are dying. I was walking in the way here to the station tonight. It's dark outside. You couldn't really see, but I swear to God, my foot hit something, a little lump. It felt like a dead sack of trash or like a sack of trash bag. You know how when you come across a dead body in a trash bag, you kind of just know
just
there's
it.
A you, yeah. Well, you just know there's a body
like,
in
oh,
there.
I think I know what happened there.
Well, yeah, exactly. You can tell that, but your foot, just looking at the shape, you can tell the difference between an old pile of trash and a slumped old dead body. I don't care if you're a child, a woman, a man, or an animal. You can tell when there's a dead body inside that black trash bag.
If people always talk about walking through the woods with their friends and then finding a dead body. It's one of the oldest stories that you will ever hear.
And it's so simple.
It's so simple.
And so I was walking on the way to the station tonight, and my foot got stuck in something, and I just went,
I know where you're going with this.
And I pulled back my foot, and it was a trash bag with some holes in it, and it looks like some animals got to it. It was a dead child. And I looked
into so boring.
The streets of Cleveland, I looked into his hands, and you know what were in his hands? Sleigh bells. Killed for liking Christmas. Folks, I literally stumbled into a dead child's corpse, and it's not even funny. I'm laughing it because it's so incredulous. I kicked a dead child today and looked at the animals that had already gotten to him because it's fresh meat. Why wouldn't you? If I was a raccoon, I'd be chopping up all the dead bodies.
You know what? Sometimes I like when the animals get to it before I see it, because seeing their dead face is disgusting.
Oh, I was going to say circle of life, but yeah, their dead faces, their noses turned black.
Have you ever seen a vulture? And the way they do the bodies, they're sick. They're disgusting.
They're perverted. Vultures are perverted. So,
because they eat the you-know-whats first, and then they go... up and around the corner to the other, you know what?
Oh yeah, they get the mushies. And let me ask you this, Diesel: have you ever watched a dead body before it got the whole formaldehyde? The nose.
No, that's something more you would do.
That's something that's more me. You're like me. So, I see it when I see it happen. Nose turns black, fingertips turn black, and the rest of the body just turns sort of yellow. The eyes dilate, the pupils turn very small. And the whole body just gradually turns in sort of a blackish tint. You really get the feeling that not only is the life absent from that corpse, but something sinister is taken over. And that's how
so
I felt.
So what happened with your eyes?
I'm very full of life. So my eyes are mostly pupil. My eyes are, I had a doctor tell me, I don't know if this is true, because usually with doctors, you got to get a second or third opinion, but I had a doctor once tell me that my eyes were 100% pupil.
I wonder what kind of advantage that could give somebody I would kill to have those eyes.
I take in a lot of light, and that can be good and bad. It means I really like the dark. So anyway, I came across this dead child, and in his hands, his little kid hands, he was 14, 15 years old, this small child.
I wouldn't call it a child then, because it just sounds so much worse.
He was maybe 17, 18.
Okay, we're getting up there.
Honestly, he's probably his late 30s. I can't.
Just a man.
he was just a dead man. And I looked into his little paw.
You can't tell when the animals pick him apart. All you see is the yellow.
Yeah, all you see is the yellow. The kids have such big eyes, but when their eyes get removed, he's like, hey, this guy could be 50. He could be 2.
So you were just guessing.
Well, he could be 50, he could be 2. I thought, could he be a kid, teenager, or adult? So I just picked the middle one, and I said, kid. Baby, kid, teenager, adult, or senior. So I just said, let's go with kid. So anyway, so I looked in his hands, and there was just a little sleigh bell.
I know you've said it
and
4 times.
And it's just breaking my heart that... This many years into the war, and no one is fighting anymore. All that's happening is killing and slaying. I walked into a hospital today just on my own volition, and I said, Happy Holidays! And I got bum-rushed by security, and they made me leave.
Ooh, how did you enter the building? Which entrance was it?
It was the... emergency room, the ER. I stormed right in and I screamed in the receptionist's face and grabbed his collar and said, Happy Holidays!
And did you?
They bum rushed me.
Well, how did you grab him and did you
I got
slam
some skin.
Him back down?
I got some skin on him. When I let go, he fell on the floor. And I knocked everything off his desk just to make a little bit more noise. See, this is why I never get any medical treatment.
This is why I don't get excited for Christmas anymore. You get bum rushed the second you bring up the C word.
I felt like I was an American soldier running into Adolf Hitler's Adolf Hitler's bedroom
in Iraq.
In Iraq during World War II, screaming the C word in his ear. That's how they treated me. So it really was similar to that. It was maybe more like I was a Nazi soldier running into FDR's bedroom during one of his fireside chats, which, by the way, his fireside chats were always done in the nude. And I just felt like I was the bad guy in a war that will never end. I felt like the bad guy in a war that will never end. And that war is the war on Christmas, folks.
That is why I feel bad for Osama bin Laden. He was just... Even if you wanted to say sorry, he wasn't even given a chance.
Oh, so you like bin Laden?
I didn't say that. We have to be careful. This is American Airwaves.
I will be careful there, too, but
I
will...
I'm just saying, I felt bad for him.
Can I just say I would very much like to just try my hand at poker against Mr. bin Laden?
I just want to see how I can trick it. I like mind tricks, and I'm not very good at them, but I think he would be good to practice on.
I think we would have, he'd make a pretty good punching bag for what he did to our country. So what I was going to say is, how many years has this war on Christmas been going on? I mean, it's got to be before it even began. I mean, when was Jesus born? When was he born? 2,000 years ago? 2,000?
I think it's, right now it's about 2,000 exactly.
So exactly 2,000 years ago, the war was already raging. It's never going to end, folks.
This movement is going to be alive. It's unsurprising that the response to any bold is to incite fear. To incite fear of loss, to incite fear of others, to incite fear of our future. But the only way we are going to get out of this situation is by choosing to be courageous. That's the only way we're gonna get out of this. And when, first of all, it's just plain wrong. The idea that we're going to somehow lose economic activity, as a matter of fact, it's not just possible that we will create jobs and economic activity by transitioning to renewable energy, but it's inevitable that we are gonna create jobs. It's inevitable that we're gonna create industry.
Diesel, she's just talking out her ass. Don't take it to me. Don't pay her no mind.
As the vehicle to truly deliver and establish economic, social, and racial justice in the United States.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I dozing off there?
That is our
proposal. Did she say racist?
And that is what we are here to do, because in the depths of darkness,
she sounds racist.
Of despair, which what we last saw, you know, when we think about where we were when the New Deal was established, we were a nation in depression.
This is boring.
Depression.
What was that?
That's Alexander Ocasio-Cortez. Alexander Cortex. Whatever. She's a Democrat.
Cortex.
Blue. So that's her blabbing her mouth about changes. You know the change I like to see? A country at peace. A country that's not at war with itself about the C word.
Yeah, okay, so this whole C word thing started with, we all know the song. Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay, baby. There's bear traps out there. I've got to go away. Baby, there's poisonous drinks and a table.
On the glass.
And the door's locked from the outside. I'll take your hand and run. I really can't start to worry. Well, baby, you're locked in here. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. That's okay, full of poison to the brim.
Okay, for the, it's poison for the to the brain, but okay.
Poison to the brain.
This is, here's a news report, and just to get everyone on.
So this is news as in, like, new stuff.
Bear with us. This is brand new. This is from December 4th. This is from yesterday. The number is 216-368-2208. Prepare to be outraged. We're talking about the C word. If you call in and say the C word or spell the C word, you win tickets to the Mike Polk Jr. show at the Garage Shop.
Okay, that's a comedy
show. It's a Christmas show. So the number is 216-368-2208, and we just want you to say the C word. Just spell it. You can say it.
You can spell it, say it, tell us what side of the war you're on. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the news.
Well, they say it is the season, and a local radio station's
decision to stop praying. Hey, it's Betsy Clay.
Shut up.
Baby, it's cold outside is still getting a lot of attention.
In fact, Denver
it's still after all these years.
However, after hearing from listeners,
what's that guy's name? Russ Mitchell? Oh, he's
Star
a hack.
102 here in Cleveland said it pulled the song because it's inappropriate with the Me Too movement. But as Lena Lai shows us, some worry that
you
it
too.
Might actually hurt that.
Yeah, how about
cause?
Me? I don't. I like the song.
It's cold outside.
When WDOK pulled Baby It's Cold Outside for what
okay,
it called.
Okay, hold on. That's a good point, Lamigan. Me, it's because of the Me Too movement, but what about me?
Well,
I like
yeah,
that song.
I say me too all the time. People say you want another, and I'll say me too.
And do you like this song, baby? It's cold outside. Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Called manipulative lyrics in the Me Too era.
Hey, what's in this drink?
Really
the backlash
though.
Has been fierce. On Star 102's own Facebook page, 94% disagreed with the move, with comments like, the stupidity of the world has
just
reached
a
new level.
It really pushes the line of consent.
Yeah, meanwhile, maybe. Advocates of rape victims found themselves re-emphasizing
okay,
their well, views in the face of hate mail.
Hey, we should wait.
We should listen to this lady. We'll go back
let
a little
this
bit.
Part of it. No, she's, we should let this part of it just play through and then comment after.
Yeah,
like
go back a little bit, because this lady, she's probably about a 50-year-old blonde, and I like blondes. Let's hear it.
Re-emphasizing their views in the face of hate mail.
I do think we should be talking to our daughters and our nieces and our granddaughters about being an empowered girl and having a voice.
A Colorado radio station also pulled the Christmas classic, but
all right, we got a caller on the line to see if there's any fallback about
hello,
this whole thing.
Hello, this is Evan.
Hello, Evan. Nice to see you.
Nice to be back.
Who? Evan?
Evan.
Well, how about you say, you want to say the C word and win a couple of tickets?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too. You ever storm into a hospital and just scream Merry Christmas?
No.
No, not you?
No.
Well, my friend, you just won some tickets. Diesel, can you spew some details? He's flipping through his big book. He doesn't know what he's doing. But you're going to win some tickets, buddy, because you came in and you're on the right side of the war. Have you seen any casualties yourself?
No, not exactly. Maybe myself, yeah.
Any
happy holidays.
Yeah, my feelings get hurt when somebody tells me happy holidays.
I was afraid maybe they were Jews, maybe it was at AutoZone. I couldn't really tell. I didn't know.
Oh, the people at AutoZone thought you were Jewish? And that's okay.
No, I thought maybe they might have been, so I didn't say Merry Christmas. Like, oh, well, I don't bow down to that guy with food and beer.
Oh, see, no, you make a good point, and the problem with the situation is fear. You shouldn't be afraid to tell a Jew Merry Christmas, just like I wouldn't be afraid to tell a Muslim a Merry Christmas. Do you hear what I'm saying, Diesel?
You know what I feel like with this whole Christmas thing? I feel like Columbine, and I feel like one of the students hiding underneath the desk.
Yeah, and then they come in and they shoot you while you're hiding.
Exactly, but and the kids with the guns, those are the people that are telling us to say happy holidays.
Do you want to know something about those kids with the guns at Columbine? They would actually peek underneath the desks and say, and this is a quote, peekaboo, and then shoot them. Peekaboo. So do you ever feel that way? I do. I'm not afraid for a Muslim can tell me Merry Christmas, that's fine. Jew can tell me Merry Christmas, that's fine. Hindu, Buddhist, tell me Merry Christmas, it's fine. But don't act like it's the end of the world when I say the C word.
What's your last name? If you want these tickets, you gotta give me your last name. And you can just say the first initial.
Galasso.
That sounds like a G.
G-A-L-A-S-S-O. Italian. I'm from the Sicily part of Italian, so.
It's a beautiful part of Italy. I am from Naples myself. The show is at the Grog Shop. It's a Mike Polk Jr. Christmas show. It's on Thursday, December 13th. You have a free ticket and plus a guest.
Cool.
Sicilian pizza is delicious.
And by delicious, you mean disgusting, Lamb. And I get my East Side pizza.
Well, all it is it's unbaked dough with a little bit of rosemary and a whole lot of mozzarella, a lot of white cheese. And I just think it tastes delicious. It's very doughy and it's very sweet. So thank you for being from that neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud.
Okay.
So,
well,
let me get to a situation. I can get you. I can get the date of that show.
December.
But it didn't end there.
Oh, no.
Kiss Diesel, the girl
Diesel,
from
wait.
The Little Mermaid.
Okay, sorry, sir. So what you are attending, what you have to go to, and if you don't go to this, then you might as well consider yourself a casualty in the war. It is called Very Last Call Cleveland Christmas featuring Mike Polk Jr. That's on Thursday, December 13th at the Grog Shop. The doors are at 7 p.m. The comedy, the funny stuff starts at 7:30. Your name is Evan G. And all you have to do is show up with your guest, probably a close friend or maybe a pretty little lady. You may need to provide a photo ID. And let me say, the ticket's winner's name will be on the WRUW guest list the night of the show. So bring your picture ID with you. The winners, you'll have a pair of tickets available right there, or they might just let you in. But it's a holiday tradition no one needed. Come and celebrate the holidays. Yes, all of them with the boys as we laugh, sing, and maybe learn a little something too. Oh, this sounds pathetic. Now that I read about what we're actually giving you tickets to, I kind of want to take them away from you.
Well, yeah, it's a very, sounds great. You said Evan G, though, right? Not D?
Like G as in God.
G as in God is wonderful, and God is
good.
Why is our God such a loving God?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, because I'm very militant.
I'm asking him.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. Okay, well, I was just going to say that I don't agree with everything God does and that we actually hate each other, but I still love Christmas, but me and God hate each other.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Evan, before we let you off the phone, is there any other C word you want to try to say on the air?
Cunt.
Okay, well, you tried it and you said it, buddy, but that is illegal, so we're going to have to initiate the phone call.
I had to press the dump button for the first time that it spooked me. But it is on the digital archive. If you're listening online, you heard everything. Oh, yeah.
Folks, if you're listening to the radio right now, you probably just missed the C word.
If you can hear right now, the number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208.
We just have been getting wonderful calls tonight, and by wonderful, I mean one. Wonderful.
And let me play the rest of this news clip. We're talking about granddaughters and nieces and nephews.
Go back to that blonde. Can you rewind to that little blonde?
Voice.
A Colorado radio station also pulled the Christmas classic, but it didn't end there. Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid was pulled from a Princeton University group's performance.
The little
singers
what?
Would get the crowd involved by pulling a man and a woman in the audience to dance and coax the strangers to kiss.
The first thing I'd think about would be just the whole problem of censoring art.
English professor Dr. Vera Camden teaches a Me Too course at Kent State University.
As an English professor, we always have to contextualize things historically.
She, too, encourages conversation, but hopes the debate doesn't wind up doing damage.
Blowing up over a Christmas carol when there are genuine crimes and harassments being committed constantly that really need our attention.
Say, what's in this drink?
Dr. Camden fears that these types of debates may trivialize Me Too, but hopes that they're like pebbles thrown at a mountain of a movement. WDOK, in the meantime, still stands by its decision. Russ, Betsy?
Interesting debate. All right. Thank you, Lena.
Russ, I bet you... Russ,
can I rewind that for a second?
Yeah, I just want to hear that little close-off. These people have no... They're just talking heads, just mouths moving. They don't have any opinion about anything.
Let's hear that closing statement by Russ Mitchell of WKYC. Very illuminating.
Poignant.
Wait, all right.
Wait, a little bit back, because all he said was all right.
It's so boring. When you go in a video, you can't tell when he's talking or when he's not talking.
Because his mouth doesn't move when he talks.
Here we go.
Okay.
Russ Mitchell has something special to say here.
Russ, Betsy?
Interesting debate. All right.
He does not care.
I don't think he cares.
He's probably one of the guys that goes up to the girls' windows and gives them roofies and says, it's cold out.
You think that's what the song's about? And Russ Mitchell's the kind of guy on date night, the girl comes over, he says, come in for a nightcap, we'll do a glass of wine. And then the girl goes in, and then he says, it's really bad weather, you get to sleep over. And then, so then he says, interesting debate, I don't even think he was listening.
Russ, Betsy?
Interesting debate. All right.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Yeah, he just said, can we just talk about...
He's like, can we get to the latest murder? Can we talk about the murders or financials?
Yeah, can we talk about the murder on Superior Avenue?
We talk about the fat guy who shot the other fat guy on Superior.
And the skinny guy shot the fat guy.
It's pathetic what happens in Cleveland now.
It's like there were dogs and cats. Don't you think dogs and cats would just kill each other if they had access?
I want to know what happens. Yeah,
Shut up and think about it. A dog and a cat shooting each other.
It'd be comical because that's something the cartoons have been wanting to see happen for a long time.
That's my word.
Well, it's your word that I've used.
Your word is folks.
Well, folks, I just think that it would be absolutely delightful in the sum of many people's dreams to see a cat in this view for a very long time.
Why do they call it semi-automatic when those weapons automatically kill everyone it shoots? I just love the idea.
Well, have you ever used a full automatic?
No.
Basically, you just look at it and it starts shooting.
So you don't even need to pull the trigger.
No,
give me one to know whose side. I have one.
And I use it for home security. People walk up to my doorstep. It's like, don't even touch. You touch that doorbell, you're getting full
automatic.
Does the
mailman ever get just obliterated trying to deliver your mail?
Well, I don't have an address, so I don't have a mailman. But let me tell you what happens. People.
And how do you get your anthrax?
So, folks, this is what happened. Don't get too trigger happy with that dump button. Okay.
I'm never pressing it again, and I shouldn't have even pressed it to begin with, because there's been nothing but trouble on the board ever since.
Folks, this is what happens. People walk up to my doorstep, and they press the doorbell. I hear the ding-dong. I glance really quickly at my full automatic rifle, and it just goes to town. Usually it misses, but sometimes it'll nick the wrong little kid who's creeping around my neighborhood, maybe trying to score a buck. You ever have a kid knock on the front door asking for some money?
I just get old people with the toothless.
Old deteriorated toothless.
People like me. Yeah, people like me.
Diesel, I have had people mug me on my own doorstep. Knock on the door, I answer and say hello, and I've been mugged right then and there. On the doorstep of my very home.
Well, that's what this country's coming to. It used to be industry and everyone worked. And well, now that's it's just why a bunch of hobos like me.
That's why I have a gun set to fire on anybody who comes up to my house. Is that normal? Is that okay?
I cut off the safety on all my guns because if it's going to accidentally go off, then whoever's messing with it deserves it, even if it's me. You know, I almost shot myself in the kneecap trying to eat dinner the other night. You know, I eat the wild bird.
Well, you should. Well, why do you eat with your plate in your lap? You should use a table.
We got another call coming in.
Well, that's delightful. Hello, you're on the air. That's delightful.
So,
hello, you sound very digital.
I'm in a garage.
Oh, you're in a garage? It's very cool. Are you in
there with sports cars?
Any sports cars?
Yeah.
Well, you sound actually, if I were to guess, it sounds like you're cozy in bed, curling up to a cell phone.
Or a good book
you
about...
You wouldn't guess that I'm the same person who called before?
I would, because I see the phone number.
Oh, wow.
It's disappointing, because I don't like when the same people call over and over again.
You sound like...
I was going to say, every American should get missiles, because that would improve our economy.
Oh, cool. Missiles? I like it. But...
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, Diesel, how about he calls it with a good idea? Now, that is a good idea.
I'm more of a gun guy. I like a militia. I'm more of a militia guy, but okay, what about the missiles?
Well, the Cold War did something, right? So, I mean, it just gave a mutual destruction to every individual citizen of every country, and then fuck, no one wants to fuck with everyone. Sorry about the dumb button there.
I would love to see
dumb button. The
Mr.
Cold
Mr.
War.
Mr.
He said, wait, hang on. He said the Cold War did something. What did the Cold War do besides get George H.W. Bush dead in a coffin?
Well, you know about my
half
kids.
Half taxes?
Half taxes?
Half tax bills.
Do you know about my wife, Flanagan?
Hey, people want to pay for stuff when you get a missile involved.
Hey, you're not wrong.
Hey, mister, were you listening to the radio when after we hung up on you?
A little bit. I answered down some.
What did it do? What did it do? Did the dumb button do something?
I didn't hear it, but I...
He's turning into electricity.
Your connection is weak.
I didn't. Did I get to say the C word on the air?
I heard it, but we just don't know.
You did and you didn't. I don't know if everybody else in the city heard it.
Cutland.
Thank you for the phone call.
I wonder what he just said. Christmas?
It wasn't bad, I guess. It wasn't anything too bad. It still had the C word in it, so I just had to hang up on him because he's just going to keep, if you give a dog a cookie, he's going to keep saying the C word. And him again, I want to say the C word to you so bad right now.
Well, just tell me, spit it out.
I can't say it, Lanigan, not on this radio station, but I'm thinking it.
Well, I'm thinking it too, and I'm thinking it right back at you. This is such a terrible time to be alive.
I wish there was a war happening that
there
I could just...
There is! It's called a war on Christmas!
Okay, I ran right into that one.
What, did you watch the funeral this morning? There was a sweet gesture and a light moment.
I'm listening.
George W., the son of H.W., gave Mrs. Obama a little gift. It was a very light moment, and no one's sure what the gift was.
Oh, God.
But the two are very close, and I'd like you to play a clip of...
No. Feminist-approved... Baby, it's cold outside. Just came in through the fax machine.
All right,
we gotta play this.
We gotta hear it.
Oh my God.
I really can't stay.
It's totally fine. I'll call you a cab.
I already ordered an Uber. Marcus is on his way.
What?
All right.
It's not a song, and it's stupid, and I hate it, and
can
it
you
sucks,
play the
it
good
sucks,
one?
It sucks.
The one where it's like, that's totally fine.
Yes, here it is.
Okay, it just sounds very sweet.
The people who sing it are ugly.
I really can't stay.
Maybe I'm fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Maybe I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so
safe.
Very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're
and
coming.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Better get your car.
Father.
So really, I'd better
father?
Stay.
Take your time.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards
the neighbors
more?
Might think
that's pulling towards nice more?
Say, what is this strain?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help you
to
out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I ought to say no,
you
sir.
Diesel, I hate this.
Hey, man, if you could see what they look like, they're so ugly.
But keep playing it and I'll look.
Stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Look, they smell like beef.
He looks like he hasn't had a kiss on the lips in 30 years.
Say, where is my coat?
I'll go and grab it.
Why is she have so many questions?
You've really been grand.
We'll have to do this
yes,
again.
I agree.
How about the Cheesecake Factory?
We're bound to be talking tomorrow.
Text me at your earliest convenience.
At least I've been getting that vibe.
Unless I catch pneumonia and die.
What is your name? Give me your names and give me all your personal information. Quick.
Give me all your money.
Give me your names, your money. I want to ruin their lives. Lydia, Liza, and Josiah Limansky.
We need to hire hackers. We need to... Where's Anonymous?
Yeah, where's Anonymous? We need them. Anonymous, if you're listening, their names are Lydia, Liza, and Josiah Limansky.
Oh, who's WikiLeaks? Who's WikiLeaks?
I don't know. Who's WikiLeaks? Roger Stone?
No, it's a WikiLeaks.
Oh.
If you are the WikiLeaks man, please hack Lydia, Liza, and Josiah Limansky. They are so bad.
We were listening to the radio and the song came on and we were like, this could definitely be better.
Better than a classic?
In November of 2016,
mm-hmm.
We rewrote Baby It's Cold Outside. We made it goofier and
she's bald.
A lot more consensual. That's kind of.
Yeah, we mostly just changed
the. She's bald!
He stinks.
She stinks and she's bald.
Pretty much the exact same. Tweaked a couple bits.
Yeah.
But we just changed the male answer to what she was saying.
Yeah, we went to Pearl Studios.
Wonderful studio.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, I know. What is a studio? I don't even know what that means.
Wait, hang on. I want to hear this right here. Press play.
I hadn't even had coffee and just knocked it out in like half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
Set up by Rock the Cause, you mentioned, which is an amazing organization.
Mm-hmm. We're sharing the proceeds with the National Alliance to End Sexual Violence, RAIN.
I don't understand. That is just something I don't understand.
We lost a listener by listening to them.
We lost three since we started.
That's, God bless
probably
it.
Probably the bathroom break where you played Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
If that was me, I would have changed it to the station if I knew they were playing that. There's no Christmas Cusco, is there? Is there Christmas Cusco?
Who?
Christmas Cusco?
Thanks for listening, folks. It's the end of the show.
Is there Christmas Cusco or no?
Oh, now I understand. And I don't know. I will find out. There is.
Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. It's just another pleasurable show.
This is just the first battle. This is the Battle of the Bulge and the War on Christmas.
Oh, there's going to be a D-Day coming up. Folks, it's patreon.com/goodnightshow, night spelled N-I-T-E. patreon.com/goodnightshow, night spelled N-I-T-E for all your extra lamigan lapping goodness. There's a $1 tier, a $5 tier, and a $50 tier. patreon.com/goodnightshow, night spelled N-I-T-E for all your extra lapping up with lamigan goodness. God bless you and Christmas, and Merry Christmas. God bless you, God damn you. Good night, folks. Good night, folks, and God damn you.
Boughs of evergreen, we find a hiding spot. While the other children play, we pray we won't get caught. Hide and seeking all the day, on and on into the night, till we start a snowball fight. Beneath the so delicious but so devious, when you stole that kiss in my living room. Now you're grown, in the city living on your own, but every snowfall I will think of you and the love we knew beneath the winter moon. On the AM radio they're playing Christmas songs, so horrendously off key, you loudly sing along. And cider simmers on the stove, weary Dickens by the glow of the light that lingers through the window. Winter moon, I remember when I felt for you, so delicious but so devious, when you stole that kiss in my living room. Now you're grown, in the city living on your own, but every snowfall I will think of you and the love we knew beneath the winter moon. Sometimes I call upon the stars to listen to my aching heart. The piano plays a wistful tune about the days when we would swoon beneath just but so deep.